Yeah?
That you're here.
Me too. Pilgrim makes everything better. Can I just say that?
Mm-hmm. It's true.
I'd say the name of the band, but I really... Oh, Steve-O and Mitch.
Oh, yeah.
In the afternoon.
Apparently.
6:30.
Gosh.
I apologize.
Yeah, because it's definitely your fault.
You ever have one of those days?
It's just one of those days.
No. Where you don't want to wake up?
Yeah.
Everybody, yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Yes, I've had those days.
So I think what happened is the alarm went off, and I heard it, and I was like, oh, okay. That's the alarm going off. And I think I turned it off, and then was like, all right, I should get up.
But then you didn't.
And then it was like 6.
Yeah.
And I somehow rolled over, which woke me up, and realized it's time for the show to start.
Yeah.
And I should probably get out of bed.
I was rushing here, and then I got that text. I'm like, oh, never mind. It's not starting anyway.
I was laying in bed.
Not even trying to hurry?
No. I couldn't hurry if I tried.
No, I know. But can I say that you have no excuse? I was up until midnight.
Why?
I watched For King and Country on Jay Leno.
You don't have, like, you can't TiVo that?
No.
You can't DVR that?
No. Oh. I don't have money for that. You're out of control.
How were they?
They were okay. Can I say?
Oh, I'm like, they were okay?
No.
You just
they
said
were,
this.
They were
okay.
No, okay, that's not what I meant. I'm sorry. So, I watched from the beginning Jay Leno. And I've decided that that dude is like grandpa, but not the grandpa you're excited to go visit. Like, he's boring. He has the worst jokes.
Yeah.
I have a feeling he's told them about 17 times in the past 2 months. And so it just sucks. They weren't even funny. So, and then the guests weren't amazing. The only thing that was amazing was For King and Country.
Cool. Good. That's good.
They brought it.
All right.
They were good.
Good morning, Adrian. Adrian on Facebook.
What's up, Adrian?
Good. I'm glad. I love those guys. They're great.
Yeah.
You know, my
son... They sing about Jesus on Jay Leno.
That's good.
That's so cool.
I know.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Your son?
My son, you know, son's plural, but only one of them can ever really stay up. Like,
that
Jack could stay up days, and he'd, like, be fighting to go to bed, but he'd be up.
Because
he just wants to be part of everything. Luke, on the other hand, could go to bed at like 8 o'clock. He usually does actually.
Mm-hmm.
Say, where's Luke? And he went and put himself to bed. I got bored. I went to bed. So during Christmas break, they stayed up a little later.
Right.
Didn't want to super change the schedule. But Jack's like, but it's Christmas break.
I was that person.
Can I stay up?
Why not?
And somehow, I don't know how it happened because we don't watch this show really. But he started watching Letterman. And now he's like...
All about it?
Does this happen every day? Do they do this every day? This show, this guy, does he do this every day? Yeah. Like where he has, like, famous people and then, like, good bands? I'm like, well, not that doesn't happen every day, but, you know...
Yeah.
They try. I mean, that's... And that's his job? That's what he does? Like, that's his job?
That's what he's interested in.
Oh, dude.
That's what he wants to do.
Can I watch it every day? Can we record it? Can I watch it? I want to see what he does. Like, and there were jokes. There were some jokes that he was just like, I don't get it. Thankfully.
Yeah.
And then there are others where he was in tears. But he's like really interested.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, legitimately into late night. Like, yeah.
That's cool.
I don't know.
I was like
that.
Well, yeah, I was really into, I watched talk shows all the time growing up. That was my thing. I didn't get to watch the late night ones.
Yeah.
Ever.
Well, that's good. That means your parents love you. Static!
Yo.
What up?
Static.
Hey, what's up?
It's a bit brisk outside this morning, huh?
Dude, right?
It is.
I wanted to call you guys yesterday, but everything was like blowing up crazy. I could never get through.
Yeah.
I wanted to touch base on Steve-O's favorite subject yesterday.
Yes.
Peeing in the shower? Okay.
So we're starting the morning like this.
Yes, we are.
Steve-O didn't have time to even try that this morning.
I really didn't. I was running so late. So it didn't. I didn't shower. Yeah. So I was, I conserved everything. I don't think so. I don't think I had time.
You didn't even have the morning pee.
All right, check this out. Rio Rancho is doing a program that's called Toilet to Tap.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter if you pee in the shower or not. It's coming back to your tap water, and you're going to drink it later anyway.
Oh.
I was going to say, that sounds awful.
That's in Rio Rancho?
That's in Rio Rancho.
That's got to be illegal, right?
Ventana Ranch, how close is that to Rio Rancho? I mean, I know it's kind of close, but it's not. They're not doing that, are they?
Not yet, but wait. Albuquerque will soon adapt it.
Oh, man.
No freaking way.
Bigger cities.
That's disgusting.
No, that's nasty.
Yeah, so sales for water purification, I'm sure, has gone through the roof.
It's kind of just like swimming, then. Like, you know some little kid peed in that pool.
Definitely.
And you took a big gulp of that water, and
man,
you just have to get over it.
My bottled water intake is going to go through the roof.
Yeah. We cannot drink out of the tap.
Disgusting.
You have to boil everything.
Can I make a request?
Yeah, man. Yes.
Vocal Few.
Oh, yes.
Some of that.
I haven't heard that in a little bit.
You guys still doing the jokes on Friday?
Yes. Do you have
one? Joke
I
Friday.
Do. I do.
Okay, go for it.
All right. Chuck Norris likes his meat so rare, he only eats unicorns.
Dang
it! Joke Friday!
I hit the wrong button! There's no... Yeah.
Ah.
Right on. Catch you guys later.
All right, man.
Amazing.
Thanks. It is Fun Joke Friday.
And this is the best day of the week.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Not only is it Fun Joke Friday, you can get your fun jokes in. Facebook.com, you just said that. MyStaticRadio.
Yeah.
Sam Swan will be coming in.
Yeah.
We also have Tony Gambino at 9.
That's right. Tony Gambino's coming in this morning with details on how you can be in The Wedding's new music video.
They're filmed here.
Yeah, they're coming to Albuquerque to film a music video, and they need your help. So that's coming up at 9 o'clock. Keep it locked for details on that. And sadly, it is Fun Joke Friday. So you can get your jokes in at Facebook, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, or tweet us with the hashtag Fun Joke Friday. Uh-oh. Static!
Hello!
Hello!
How's it going?
What's crack-a-lacking?
Not a whole lot. I think I'm still waking up.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, I got a joke. I did a Chuck Norris one, right?
Yep.
Well, I remember me and my son were cruising through one of these stores, and they had posters, and you know, did you ever see that poster with Chuck Norris and he's so strong, he or he's so that.
Yeah.
Oh, there's one that says he's so strong that when he does push-ups, he doesn't push himself off of the earth, he pushes the earth away from him.
That's right. Yeah. There you go.
That's true.
A good one. Hey, I got a request too, man.
All right.
I heard this song yesterday. I texted my son in the morning. I'm like, dude, before you go to school, please look this up and send it to me. That one, The Kill by 30 Seconds to Mars.
Yep.
Dude, that song is bad. Dude, I love that song, dude.
There you go. All right, man.
Yeah, play that one for you guys.
We will do that faux show, pool boy.
All right, love you guys.
Love you too, bro. Fun Joke Friday.
Ready?
And apparently, not just Fun Joke Friday, but it's also All Requests 6 o'clock hour.
Apparently.
So
way too early Friday.
Yeah. We got For King and Country, because I wanted to play some For King and Country, because, you know. You
they
saw him last
it.
Night. Yeah. We'll do that. Some Vocal Few, some 30 Seconds to Mars, and this terrible joke.
Ready? A little girl was watching her parents dress for a party. As her dad put on his tuxedo, she warned, "Daddy, you shouldn't wear that suit." "And why not, darling?" he asked. "Because," the little girl began, "you know that it always gives you a headache the next morning." Because he's drinking too much. Uh-huh. He went to a tuxedo party in there.
That's a late. That was a...
If fruit comes from a fruit tree, where does chicken come from?
A chicken tree.
A poultry.
Oh, man.
It's Fun Joke Friday!
Fun Joke Friday, get your jokes in now. Oh, man. Or not.
You're jealous.
I mean, whatevs.
You're jealous.
Get some requests in while you're at it. Got some Vocal Few by request. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Can I get a request?
Absolutely, P.O. Rancho. Oh, see what I did there?
Thank you, Trevor. Can I get some P.O.D.?
Yes. P.O. Rancho wants some P.O.D.
Yes, I do.
We will get that on for you.
Thank you.
All right,
have a good morning. God bless.
God bless you, too. All right, 505-338-3700 is the phone number.
What was it?
505-338-3700.
I was wrong. 505-338-3700.
You know, you should really just start saying those things because you're more eloquent than me with words.
I'm not.
I talk really fast.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I'm more eloquent with words.
This one going out to P.L. Rancho. Thanks to the guy this morning for telling us that Rio Rancho now is toilet to tap. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
New program?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Ugh.
Have fun, Rio Rancho. It's a POD for you to make you feel better. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
POD, Southtown, by request for some P.O. Rancho. Good morning.
Good morning. I thought you didn't want to talk about pee anymore.
I don't.
Then why are you saying P.O. Rancho?
I don't know, because it's funny, and I thought of it. So, it's just before 7 o'clock, which means Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico. We also have Tony Gambino coming in this morning to talk about how you, yes, you, I'm talking to you, can be in the new music video from The Wedding. They'll be filming it next week, actually.
That's kind of exciting.
Here in Albuquerque.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited about that. I didn't know that was actually happening here.
That is happening.
It is.
We'll have all the details coming up a little later. Right back, we've got requested 30 Seconds to Mars for Pool Boy.
Ready?
And we'll do that.
What do you call a monkey who loves potato chips?
Hold on. I don't know.
A chipmunk.
That's stupid. That's not even a monkey. I was thinking like an orangutan. Like, how do I get an orangutan or like
potato,
a chimpanzee would have been way funnier.
Okay.
A chimpanzee.
What do you call a monkey who loves potato chips?
What?
A chimpanzee.
That's hilarious. See how I just wrote a better joke than your fun joke Friday joke?
Wasn't on the Laffy Taffy wrapper.
Chipmunk. Stupid.
Why did the reporter go into the ice cream shop?
Hold on. Reporter, they give you news, Rocky Road.
Into the ice cream shop.
It's a parlor. Oh, to get the inside scoop.
Woo! Why was it hard
for... I'm ruining all of your jokes.
Last one. You're ruining.
I am.
Why was it hard for the geometry teacher to walk?
Hold on. Geometry, they teach you about the sun. They teach you about right ankles. They teach you about your ankle. You're trying to help me.
She broke her angle.
Oh. Wow. Yay.
It's Fun Joke Friday.
Fun Joke Friday. If you would like to get in on Fun Joke Friday, submit them. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Hashtag Fun Joke Friday. You can also tweet us at MyStaticRadio.
That you may.
Right back with some 30 Seconds to Mars. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Kicking off your 7 o'clock hour. That would be thrice. Yellow Belly. Good morning.
Hey.
You want to talk?
You just said everything, so I didn't know what to say.
I keep doing the pause.
And
I didn't
look
say
at me.
Steve-O and Mitch.
What? Oh, because Steve-O and Mitch, good morning.
Hi, how's it going?
Joining us in studio.
There you go.
Sam Swan. Ding. Ah.
Hey.
Come
what's
on.
Up?
That's why I don't say anything. Hey.
What do you
hey.
Mean?
Because you didn't do a little...
Oh, sorry.
Oh. Thank you.
There you go. That's better. Yeah. Awesome.
Feel better?
Great to fly in on the wind today.
Dude, crazy, right?
I just used my umbrella.
Mary Poppins.
Call me Mary Poppins.
This wind blows.
That's
Fun
no.
Joke Friday.
Fun Joke
Thanks
Friday.
Thanks for setting that up. Thanks for setting that up. Right there.
You're welcome.
Static.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hey, Matthew from Albuquerque.
Guys, I thought you guys weren't on. What's going on?
Oh, we are.
We've been on. We've been talking. I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking
Steve-O
about?
Steve-O had a hard time
It's Fun Joke Friday.
Up.
We've been telling jokes. It's Fun Joke Friday.
It's Fun Joke Friday. Do you have a joke?
Sean Siegler said you guys are canceled this morning.
What?
We're never canceled.
You tell Sean Siegler if he's real that's not cool.
I'm like, I'm just so happy you guys are on. I just talked to Buck and Dex, your guys' friends down there.
You called Buck and Dex?
What?
We need to call them.
So,
yes.
Matthew, are you with Sean right now?
No, I'm on the bus.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. You called Buck and Dex?
Yep.
What did they say?
They're like, oh, we're a big fan of you, Matthew from Albuquerque.
They know who you are.
They're not as you. Yep.
Amazing.
Obviously they do. So right. Do you guys play something for me?
Maybe. Yeah.
What would you like to hear?
Fall Glass Fall by Project 86.
Okay.
All right, man. We will get that on.
Bye, guys.
All right, bye.
He called Buck and Dex.
That's hilarious.
It is.
There you go, Matthew from Albuquerque.
That's funny.
It is Friday, which means Fun Joke Friday. And it also means Sam Swan from the Baptist Commission New Mexico.
Here I am.
I know we had something. I had something just last night. I was talking to my wife, and she said, can you believe? And I said, that's what I want to talk to Sam Swan about.
Is it Louie?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Oh, I was afraid you were going to bring that up.
I'm sorry.
I haven't seen the video. I haven't.
Should I?
I didn't see a video. I just read Louis's response. I read Louis's statement when he withdrew his acceptance.
Louis Giglio, we actually talked about Passion last week.
We did.
And how absolutely incredible Louis Giglio is. I love that dude.
He's a great guy.
His Indescribable, have you seen the Indescribable DVD?
No,
I've seen them all. I own them all.
Yeah. Me too, actually.
Yeah.
He's
a great preacher.
Have you seen Fruitcake? Yeah.
So, no, because that was the girly one, right? That was the
girl
one.
Who are you?
That was the one
you
for chicks.
You cannot go, ugh. No,
for chicks,
you need
right?
to watch it. You've been super emotional lately. I think you'd really like it.
Wow. Touché.
I am so glad I was here to hear that.
Wow. To be fair, it's been a rough week.
Yes.
And I've been, you know,
recovering.
I haven't been quite myself lately. Yeah. So,
half the man you used to be.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. So, Louis Giglio was asked to give the inaugural prayer, the inauguration.
That's the
invocation for NASCAR. Right. No. What was it?
That's the article saying that he's doing this.
Yeah, President Barack Obama asked him to give the, opening prayer?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if it was the opening one or the closing prayer. Okay. Benediction would be the ending.
Okay, there it is. To deliver the official benediction during the public inauguration ceremony on January 21st. And that was the plan. That was the plan. Louis Giglio doing the benediction for the inauguration. And
right.
That was exciting, and everybody was stoked. And then yesterday, all of a sudden, boom, that's where I hit that.
Yeah.
Do you want me to read?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
Do you have his statement, or do you just have...
I'm at his blog, passioncitychurch.com /blog.
Okay.
And I need to... This is the statement he sent to the White House yesterday. He says, I am honored to be invited by the president to give the benediction at the upcoming inaugural on January 21st. Though the president and I do not agree on every issue, we have fashioned a friendship around common goals and ideals, most notably ending slavery in all of its forms. Due to a message of mine that has surfaced from 15 to 20 years ago, it is likely that my participation and the prayer I would offer will be dwarfed by those seeking to make their agenda and focal point of the inauguration. Clearly, speaking on this issue has not been in the range of my priorities in the past 15 years. Instead, my aim has been to call people to ultimate significance as we make much of Jesus Christ. Neither I nor our team feel it best serves the core message and goals we are seeking to accomplish to be in a fight on an issue not of our choosing. Thus, I respectfully withdraw my acceptance of the president's invitation. I will continue to pray regularly for the president and urge the nation to do so. I will most certainly pray for him on Inauguration Day. Our nation is deeply divided and hurting, and more than ever, we need God's grace and mercy in our time of need.
Yeah, so Louis Giglio, had said yes originally, and then unfortunately, my understanding is that, 15, 20 years ago, he had this message, which I saw the message, and it was on homosexuality, and... He talked about, yes, it being an abomination, but he also talked about how if a homosexual were to walk into the church, that we need to wrap our arms around them and love them and point them to a savior who died for them. And there was nothing, of course, this coming from me, a Christian who understands what the Bible has to say about
it.
There was nothing condemning, as it were, quote unquote. You know,
well,
what I mean?
It's offensive.
It is offensive because it said, you know, he talked about same-sex relationships, how they were wrong and how they go against God and they're an abomination. But he also talked about how we as Christians need to love them and how we need to show them God's love, grace, mercy, compassion, and point them to their Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, people got a hold of that, and then
And they just read one or two of the parts rather than read the whole context of the sermon. They saw a couple of key phrases in there that sent off red flags for them that got their attention, and that's what kind of created the firestorm. I will say this. I do think that Louis handled this graciously.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Extremely graciously. Yeah. And rather than attacking like other folks might have done, he was very classy in the way
If somebody attacks your character, you get pissed. It's easy to want to
Which just to me, I've never met Louis.
Yeah.
I know some people who know him.
Right.
You know, like a third or fourth degree kind of thing.
Right.
Connected to Louis by 17 degrees.
Yeah.
But this to me, this just speaks more to his character. And I loved part of the statement that he made about, obviously this is not something that I've been talking about a lot. You know, there's some preachers, we find our little pet things that we like to speak on a lot. And there's not necessarily anything wrong with that in and of itself. We just have to be careful that we're preaching the whole counsel of God's word.
Right.
We don't want to just pick and choose certain little things that are our favorite little topics and avoid the ones that are difficult for us or that we struggle with or whatever. But I just think that, you know, that message that came up was probably in the course of a study that he was in the middle of leading folks through. And as usual, he's teaching the truth from the scripture, what the scripture says. Now, obviously, there are those out there who don't believe the scriptures.
Right.
I mean, it is God's word. It is truth. It is real. God is real. All that stuff is true. But there are folks out there who refuse to accept that truth.
Right.
They continue to live in darkness. And we know folks like that all the time. And so they are all around us. And so I think that the fact that he bowed out graciously and not wanting to cause more controversy, you know, there are some other nationally known folks, preachers or not, who would embrace that and say, you know what? Forget what you say. I have a right to, and I'm going to stand. But I think he took the high road, and I applaud Louis's decision for doing that. You know, unfortunately, we're at that part of our world, but, you know, folks, it's going to get a lot worse before it ever gets better.
Yeah.
I hate to sound pessimistic, but it's not pessimistic. That's just the reality of
way
it's going to be.
Yeah. There you go. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
You know, I'm proud to hear a message that talks about the truths about God and God's love, rather than doing it in a way like the Westminster, whatever those Baptist guys were.
Westboro.
Saying God hates you. At least you're doing it, giving them the truth, but also, you know, what God really wants out of us is to love the world, you know, the people of the world.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, all right, have a good one, guys.
All right, man, thanks for the call. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. I think that we're at this place in our culture where we have a hard time differentiating love and acceptance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because we can love somebody, but doesn't mean we have to accept that sin.
Right.
But I think a lot of times people get scared because it's like, oh, but I don't want them to think that I'm okay with what they're doing, so I got to be a complete jerk face.
So,
we got to be able to separate and differentiate that and say, because there is love in saying, hey, man, what you're doing is not okay.
Right.
That is love. Sometimes it sucks to hear
it's
stuff like
love.
That, but that's still love.
Yeah.
Right there. Because God is love, but he's still just. You know what I mean? And so,
When I was in college, I had a friend of mine confront me about something. And he and I grew up together. We went to high school together. In the same youth group. Everything. And we also ended up going to college together.
Yeah.
And so he observed me doing something and was upset by that and caught me alone.
Yeah.
We were between a couple of buildings walking from one building to the next.
Matthew 18 style.
Yeah, he said, hey, let me talk to you for a second. And he just read me the riot act. He did it very kindly, but he was very stern. And, you know, I would expect this guy to be stern. He's kind of that way anyway, but he's pretty intense personality. But he's a great friend. And this was even young in our relationship when we were not super, super great friends. We're so much, you know, like brothers now.
Right.
More than we were even back then. But he loved me enough to lovingly confront me and say, you know better than this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your parents would be disappointed. I'm disappointed. You if you think about it and are honest with yourself, you know you're disappointed. You know, he just, and he did it in a way that was really made me angry. You know?
Yeah, of course.
Even if he would have smiled the whole time and gave me cookies while he's telling me that, because he was confronting me with something that I knew I shouldn't have been doing in the first place, but he brought it up, and I was like, years later, I asked him, I said, do you remember? And I described the situation for him, and he goes, I have no recollection of that whatsoever. And
no
he,
way.
He did. He said that to me, and then he smiled. He goes, but obviously it had impact on you, didn't it?
Wow.
And I said, yeah, so thanks for that, you big jerk.
Yeah.
How do you forget that?
Yeah, really. That's what I said. How can you forget that? It was so big in my life. He goes, I confront people lovingly all the time.
Oh,
right? It's not that big a deal
gosh.
For me. No, he didn't.
Fresh off his
show. Yeah, exactly. He's one of our pastors at one of our churches in our state.
Cool.
And a dear, dear friend of mine. And I just thought it was interesting when I did ask him. I mean, this was probably 15 years later that I asked him. And he said, no, I don't remember that at all. So we chatted about that for a few minutes. And had a nice little laugh. And I said, you know, first I didn't want to see you for a little while.
Yeah.
I would avoid you coming down the hall in the music building. But, it's a difficult thing.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when you're dealing with folks, when you're talking to folks who have no spiritual understanding.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're darkened in their understanding. And until God opens their eyes, or until they choose to receive that gift that he gives us through Jesus Christ, that gift of life and relationship with him, they're going to be clouded. And so their view of all of that is skewed because it's hidden. It's all in the darkness and they can't really understand. And that's another thing I think we need to be extra careful that we take the time to explain.
Right.
Rather than just hammer them, let's explain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And try to help them and lovingly bring them along. I mean, obviously God is a God of justice.
Yeah.
And a God of love. And we have a hard time connecting those dots.
Right.
But it's not our job to connect those dots. God does that in and of himself and who he is and based on his character. I don't feel like it's my responsibility to help people understand God's justice and God's love. I mean, how that works together.
Right.
I mean, I'm going to talk to them from the scriptures about his justice, and I'm going to teach them from the scriptures about his love also. But I don't understand it greatly enough to help everybody connect the dots where they are in their particular journey of their life or in their darkness or whatever. But we still need to continue to speak the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading that yesterday. I saw a little blurb about it on Facebook, and I thought, this is interesting. And so I did a little bit of research, and I went to, I didn't actually go to that blog, but I went to another one. I went to something that had Louis' statements on it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I read the one that he sent to the president, and then I read the one that he sent to the church, which basically said the same thing. It was just worded a little differently because he's speaking to his church rather than to
speak
other folks.
The language.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought he handled it well.
Yeah.
There's probably going to still be some more backlash. And then the other thing that I did that I was interested in is I read a bunch of the comments afterwards. Cause
I always do that.
Wall Street Journal.
Man, I have a hard time sometimes though.
It was either New York Times or Wall Street and one of those newspaper sites like that I was reading the comments after because that's what
kind of
alerted me to the story. So I was just reading some of the comments and there were a couple of folks who said good for him for bowing out. And then they took a jab at Christianity and of course. And so I just kind of read through some of those and I was like, man, that just reiterated to me that there's a lot of misunderstanding out there.
Yeah,
no
absolutely.
Matter what we say, all I have to say is one thing negative and a whole bunch of other things positive.
Mm-hmm.
But they're only going to jump on to or latch on to the negative thing that I say. And they're going to forget
15
all the
years
other.
Ago.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
When I found out that Louis had been invited to do this, I was like, that's amazing. That's amazing. But my first thought was, well, they know that he doesn't think that homosexuality is okay. And like literally that was the first thing that popped in my mind. I'm like, wow, that's kind of cool that they invited him to do this, even though they have very obvious opposing beliefs.
Yeah.
And then I guess I shouldn't have been surprised when he bowed out for those specific reasons.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, Sam Swan from the Baptist Commission in New Mexico hanging out with us. It is Friday and we're talking about, President Barack Obama and, Pastor Louis Giglio. He was asked to give the benediction at the inauguration and, had said yes initially. And we were really excited over here because, Louis Giglio is a great dude. But then unfortunately, you know, as with the media, I'm sure Bill Maher headed that up. I'm sorry. You know, they dug back deep enough, which you really, if you're a pastor teaching through the entire book, it doesn't, you don't have to go back that far, really, because eventually you're going to get to that. And a message and she had taught on homosexuality. Things, yeah. And of course,
15 to 20 years ago,
the world says, hey, you condemned homosexuality and said that same sex relationships are wrong. And so.
If you want to know the truth, yes, I think you guys are a little weird.
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
Good morning.
Rude.
What?
Am I weird?
Yeah. If you want to know the truth.
Oh. I think we need to get there.
Steve-O and Mitch, it is 7:49. Happy Friday. It is always Fun Joke Friday.
Oh, yes.
You can get your jokes in at facebook.com/mystaticradio or tweet us with the hashtag Fun Joke Friday. Mitch is going to read them because I don't care.
What? How dare you?
I'm just kidding.
How dare you?
You know, we've been talking about Louis Giglio and this inauguration.
Mm-hmm.
He was invited, if you're just joining us, he was invited to give the benediction for President Obama. He accepted. And then, of course, because this culture sucks, people had to immediately find something wrong with him and found a message he spoke about 15 to 20 years ago, he said, mm-hmm. on homosexuality. And if I'm being honest, as a Christian, ain't nothing wrong with what he said.
Yeah.
Everything he said was biblical.
Yeah, absolutely.
He didn't say God hates you, but he did say that, you know, same-sex relationships, same-sex marriage, same-sex whatever is an abomination. It goes against God's word. This is what God's word absolutely. Says about it, but this is what God says to you, you know, and this is why we as Christians need to love them if they come into church, if, you know, if you have a friend, if you have a, do not destroy them with your words, but teach them about a Christ who loves them, who died for them, who wants to redeem them. And so, of course, it was about to become a media firestorm, and I'm sure it still will be. So Louis Giglio actually backed out, which was interesting. We talked about that a little bit, but I wanted to talk to you about something near to our hearts as well. That would be baseball. This week, actually.
Crazy. Oh, I know what you're talking about. I know what you are talking about.
Sports writers, they have the task of voting the Hall of Fame. Cooperstown.
Yep.
That is like the greatest honor. Dude, it's Cooperstown.
Yeah.
The Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
It is the Baseball Hall of Fame. And this week, the votes came back, and of course, like, Sammy Sosa, McGuire. There's a lot of Bonds. There's a lot of people on the list that have an asterisk next to their name because of steroid use. And then there are some greats who do not have that asterisk. But unfortunately, this year the writers said nobody. No one was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame this year from the writers. And I can't remember. I know it's only happened a couple. It was the first time in like 16 years. It's only happened, a handful of time in the history of baseball. But no one was inducted into the Hall of Fame. And then, of course, the commentary started going back and forth on whether these people should be inducted into the Hall of Fame. I was listening to a lot of ESPN radio this week, actually, talking about this very thing. Because a lot of people were saying, well, yeah, and Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame as well, and here's why, and he's one of the greatest hitters of all time, if not the greatest hitter, and yes, he bet on baseball, but this is about the history of baseball, and these are some of the greatest players, and blah, 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 blah. And as we're talking about this culture where there's none grace to be found, all the more important why we need to be out there sharing Christ, because, man, it was one of those commentaries of the culture where no one was inducted. And I got to be honest, I get the steroid users, Roger Clemens, also not inducted. But then you have somebody like Craig Biggio, who played for the Houston Astros, who, in my opinion, I'm sorry, Rhino, is, without a doubt, I think the greatest second baseman. And Rhino played shortstop as well, right? But
Rhino was
like pure
second
baseman. Okay, cool. I'm sorry. I think Biggio is probably the greatest second baseman of all time.
I would say that Biggio was a great baseball player, one of the greatest of all time.
Greatest second baseman of all time.
I would just say overall.
Cubbies fan in the room. Okay, so
why do you want to bait me like that?
And I didn't even mean to. It just happened. I realized this is going to work out even
better
than I thought.
That's an accidental baiting.
His kid Ryan.
Yes.
Ryan Sandberg, according to Cubs fans, is like the greatest second baseman.
Let me say it this way: Ryan Sandberg is in the list of greatest second basemen to ever play the game,
and he is.
Okay,
you could argue back and forth. Craig Biggio played for the Houston Astros.
Okay,
I believe probably the greatest second baseman of all time. Of course, now Yankee fans will say Robinson Cano, bro.
Well, he's still playing. What about Joe Morgan? You can't leave Joe Morgan.
Right, Joe Morgan. There's some great second baseman.
Joe Morgan.
Yeah. Good old Joe. Okay. So,
way to contribute, Mitch.
So Biggio, who did not take steroids, there was never an asterisk next to anything he ever did.
Is that what an asterisk means? Steroids?
Yeah. I mean, nowadays, unfortunately, you got Barry Bonds, Mark McGuire, Sammy Sosa, Jose Canseco, Roger Clemens. This list of these gentlemen who are now quote unquote eligible for the Hall of Fame, and some of them maybe eventually will go. I don't know. But all of them have been linked to steroid use.
Uh-oh.
So there's this list of guys, and then there's also people like Jeff Bagwell as well, who was not linked.
No.
He was a beefy dude, but he was not, and what a great first baseman. Anyway, Houston Astros, man, I love those guys. So Biggio was never linked. Stellar second baseman, arguably the greatest second baseman of all time. Did not make it to the Hall either.
Oh, no.
And a lot of people were saying, most people didn't want to just didn't put in a ballot. He almost made, he had 62% of the vote.
Well, I was just going to say, that's not unusual for a guy on his first year of eligibility. Very rarely is a guy elected first ballot.
I think he deserved to be a first ballot. I do. I really do.
Well.
But anyways.
At least, because he got 62%, he'll be in next year.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be in next year.
He will. And most people were saying.
Some of your first balloter guys, you're talking about some of the all-time greatest.
Craig Biggio, man! Come on!
Craig Biggio was awesome.
He proved the little guy could do big things.
I didn't like Craig Biggio because he was a Cub killer. He always played well against the Cubs.
NL guys, I'm like, you guys are great! Yeah, hey, come on!
I know. If they played real baseball in the American League, that'd be fun. But,
so was I right? I was trying to figure out with AL and NL. AL is American League, NL is National.
Yes.
Way to go, Mitch. Sports.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
There you go.
Thank you.
Awesome.
So anyways, this week, it's been an interesting week. You see Louis Giglio step away and say, you know what? I'm not going to let Christianity, I'm not going to let the Bible's stance on homosexuality, I'm not going to let the world's opinion of that deter what should be a great day for our nation, what should be, you know,
a unifying
day, and all it's doing is divide. Our nation is so divided right now.
Yeah.
And then it carries over into things that, I'm going to be honest, I love sports, but are of less importance, like sports.
Absolutely.
And you see it with the sports writers who said, you know what, shut out. Nobody's going to the Hall of Fame this year because of the steroids or because of whatever. And
they're like angry parents.
Dude, commentary real quick. What's wrong with our culture? Go.
We need Jesus.
Yeah. Hey, there you go. Yeah. All right. Good. Well said.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
So I have a fun joke.
Oh, okay. Good.
So what's the difference between pork chop and pea soup?
What?
Everyone can chop pork, but no one can pea soup.
Oh, man. That's...
Thank you.
Fun joke Friday.
Fun joke Friday.
Yeah.
This is what you bring to the show, Mitch. Just so you know.
Yeah, you're welcome.
This is what you.
You're welcome.
We're talking about culture and like the commentary of like where
we're
at.
Can I tell you that I was really trying to stay like checked in for this entire conversation, but I actually checked in for that joke.
You checked in a little bit because you knew what American League and National League.
I heard AL and I was like, Al, that's not it. Nope.
No
is not a word.
Yeah.
So
null was not a word.
Null.
So there it is.
Thank you.
Yeah. We'll take a quick break. It's just before 8 o'clock. I can't believe how quickly time flies. Coming up, we'll have Tony Gambino in studio. You got to hang with us for a little bit. Do you have to go or can you stay?
I can stay for a few more minutes.
Okay. A few more minutes.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you want to say bye now.
No,
you need to.
Okay. Can I hang for a little while?
Yeah, you can.
Ugh,
absolutely.
Fine.
Tony Gambino going to be joining us at 9 o'clock talking about how you can be in the new music video from The Wedding.
Ooh.
It's going to be exciting. That's coming up. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Modern Post. Grace Alone. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve-O and Mitch.
Yep. Hanging out with us in studio, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico.
Good morning.
Hey, morning.
Hey.
We've got a couple comments on Facebook. One from Marie, who I think is Mitch's secret identity.
What?
She said baseball. Me. Boring. We'll move on.
Yeah.
We got another one from Angela, who asked what happened to the Ja Roots reggae show last night.
Good question.
Angela. That's a great question, Angela. The sad truth answer is this. You know, every month we have posted at our website, mystaticradio.com, our monthly goal. And it's not a, man, I really hope this would, this money would be great.
Yeah, this
would, this money would be like winning the lottery. No, we have financial obligations every single month. And if we don't reach those every single month, we're in trouble.
Yes.
We got to pay bills. We got to take care of things. And you may or may not have noticed, we have not talked to Yo this morning. We have not had the guide in the last few days. New Music Tuesday was a little interesting this last week because our music director was not there.
We have a different person from 2 to 6.
We have a different person on in the afternoons. And so, unfortunately, when we can't afford to pay the bills, as a ministry, we have to make some very serious cutbacks. And a few of those cutbacks included Ja Roots Reggae Show, Kevin Lee, sadly, so that show's not going to be around anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, whom I love dearly.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, taking the guide, we were just talking about this off air, going to be taking it nationally.
That's pretty sick.
It's amazing.
Going to be rocking a TV show on Comcast with it and doing a lot of great things. And hopefully I'm not ruining some cool announcements for him. But
you totally are.
Yeah. And then Billiam, you know, he actually, be praying for him. He's got an audition with a band, which is very, very cool.
Band.
But unfortunately, with those cutbacks, those things are no longer here.
Because we don't meet our monthly goal.
We don't, and we are a listener-supported station, and if we do not meet our financial obligations, it's the electric company doesn't care that we're a ministry.
No.
Yeah, not at all.
Totally.
They're like, cool, so that cash that you owe us. And so we've had to make some very major cutbacks to our ministry, mm-hmm. and that have greatly affected us. And so we do have something coming up. The Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, Ronnie Winter, the front man for the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, we were talking to him and he asked what he could do to help because he is a fan and enjoys Static Radio and would love to see us continue, as would I.
Yeah.
And asked if there was anything he could do. And I was blunt, man. I said, hey, man, we need money. We're broke.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, hey, how about we drive out there? You don't pay us a dime. We want to do a benefit fundraiser concert for you guys.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah. So Tuesday, February 12th, the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus and Spoken both said, we want to play a show for you guys. All the proceeds benefit you guys. We don't want a dime. We don't want anything. Just feed us.
Yeah.
And so this is going down Tuesday, February 12th. It is another one of those things where we need your support. Tickets are only $15 for this event. I mean, it's a fundraiser.
That's
we could have made them really expensive in hopes that, you know, we would get a lot of money but we made it, we still wanted to make it accessible for everybody because, man, we love what we do and we want everybody to be involved.
Yes.
And so the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus and Spoken, Tuesday, February 12th at the Lobo Theater. Tickets are on sale right now and every penny from those tickets goes to Static Radio. And we need your financial support. We do need your help. We had two fundraisers in the last year.
They didn't go as
well. Were supposed to be beneficial for 2012 and 2013. And we did not come anywhere near our goal,
they
sadly.
They barely got us through.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Barely.
So with the crew that we have now, unfortunately.
Is what we have.
And so we do have 2013 plans, and that includes continuing this ministry. So we'd really appreciate your prayer and your support. You can check out more details on how to support Static Radio at mystaticradio.com. You probably know this better than anybody, being in ministry. I mean.
Yeah, it's a tough thing.
It's really, I've noticed
the last 3, 4, or 5 years have been really tough.
Yeah.
It really has.
Now.
It seems to be a little bit of a recovery taking place.
Okay.
But I don't see the day-to-day stuff from the, you know, the contributions that
right.
the churches give to the state convention that helps us all partner and cooperate we call it the cooperative program.
Yeah.
Money comes in, and together we can do more than we could ever do alone. And so we operate that. The Southern Baptists have done that for a long time. It's a great thing that we have. But I'm not involved in paying attention to that, the details of that.
Yeah.
On a daily basis. But it's been tough for our churches. Some of the little churches have been struggling. Some of the churches having to make decisions. Do we cut programs? Do we cut staff? It's been a hard mm-hmm. time. And I'm sure that there are other, besides just the Baptist churches, it's been across the board for folks that depend on contributions from their members to survive. And it's much larger than salaries for staff. It's much larger than that. There's more to it. I mean, obviously that's a part of it for some of the, you know, for some of them, but the ministries that we do, some of it costs money. You know, it costs money to do some of the things that we feel God has called us to do.
Yeah.
And so what we do, we just adjust and we try to do more with less, or at least try to be effective with less.
Yeah.
And then when the giving can kick back up, then we can expand a little bit more. But in all of it.
Yeah.
God is faithful.
Amen.
God takes care of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're able to accomplish anything He wants us to accomplish, whether we have great offerings or not.
Right.
And that's the fine line, you know, walking that faith line and trusting Him. And for some folks, it's a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
Especially if they're new to the faith, it can be tough for them. But that's how He stretches us.
Right.
And, you know, consider it pure joy when you face trials of many kinds.
There you go.
It says in James.
Oh, joy.
Yeah. Great joy.
Because that testing produces... I can't wait for that stuff to kick in.
Yeah, yeah, really. Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's
but I But I understand, season. I feel for you guys and the financial difficulties that you guys have been having lately.
Yeah.
Hopefully there'll be some folks who... And I like these two bands that are coming, that's a great...
Yeah, it was
what a great
cool.
thing for their heart.
Yeah,
that's amazing
to say. And honestly, there's some bands out there that wouldn't be willing to do that.
Right.
And that's not necessarily a knock on them. They just don't get it. But these folks understand this mm-hmm. ministry here.
Yeah.
And I think it's awesome. That's gonna be cool.
I'm really excited. Red Jumpsuit Apparatus always sells out when they come to Albuquerque, and the Lobo, not the largest venue. It's a very intimate venue, so it's gonna be great.
It'll be
so
cool.
I know the show's gonna sell out. I encourage people to get tickets as soon as they can at mystaticradio.com. Yeah, let's take a phone call. Static.
Hey, I'd like to start off by saying cutbacks do suck,
yeah.
But I'm hoping this one will bring a couple smiles.
You got to make sure you turn down your radio if you call in, because it's going to confuse everybody. Trust me.
Specifically me.
There, specifically you.
Yeah.
You get confused.
Well, you left there you go.
Wait. What?
My apologies. There we go. That better?
Yeah, man.
Yes.
Yeah. So what do you call a dog with no legs?
What do you call a dog with no legs?
Oh, what do you find a dog with no legs? My apologies. Messed up the premise on that one for some reason.
What?
Where do you find a dog with no legs? Exactly where you left him.
Oh. Bon Jovi Friday. Thanks for your call, man.
Oh, the question was where?
Yeah, where? That's where? Why I said. Okay. So I said where. Yeah.
Okay. Where?
505-338-3700, the phone number. It is Fun Joke Friday. It's also 8:17, which means it's time for traffic.
There is a water main break, Taylor, at... Nope.
You can
Taylor
do this.
North at Montaño. There is snow and icy conditions around the Albuquerque metro area.
We saw that this morning.
Yes, I was very surprised.
It's crazy.
Construction between Coors and Blue Water. And that's your look at traffic.
There you go. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And can I just say that no matter what, Static Radio is going to continue to play the music we play, mm-hmm. preach the gospel that we preach, and continue to throw out the truth of God's word as far as we can for as long as we can, no
Absolutely.
Matter what. And so if you love Static Radio, check out details on how you can help us at mystaticradio.com, because I love this ministry.
As do I.
And I don't know.
Being a part of it.
That's one thing that is just... If you love something, you should support it. I have friends and bands, and I've always bought records, even though we get them for free here a lot of the time.
Right.
Because I guess working in a ministry like this, I understand that.
Yeah.
What I don't understand is how we can go to, like, Buffalo Wild Wings and carry out some food, and yet when they give us the check, there's a little place for tip, and usually either out of guilt or out of whatever, we'll still tip, even though, like, there's none service. It's just them handing you your food.
Yeah.
But we're not willing to give to a ministry. Yeah. We're willing to tip our waiter. We're willing to give at Starbucks when they give us a drink. We'll give them, you know, 50 cents or a buck here and there, and we have no thought of that money. But when ministries say, hey, if you love this and if you if you get something out of this, you know, our waiter, they do some things too, which is cool. They fill up our water and they bring our food and they provide a service, which is great. I would like to think we provide a service and we help people.
Yeah.
And if you believe that, then I would very much so encourage you to get involved with this ministry. All the details, as I said, mystaticradio.com. Are you hanging out with us for a little longer, or you gotta go?
I can stay until like 8:30.
All right, there you go. Sam Swan, Baptist Convention, New Mexico, joining us here this morning. Some Paramore for you now. Steve on Mitch
in the morning.
Static Radio. Tall Heart, Fever.
Longest outro ever.
Well, here, watch. Yay, Steve on Mitch. Good morning. Fix that right
now. Why are you being so snarky and feisty right now?
It's Fun Joke Friday.
Yeah, no, not with you around.
Get your jokes in Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, or you can tweet them. Chad Borella tweeted us this morning.
He did.
Love that dude. He was great in The Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh my gosh.
So,
you would.
Come on. Have you ever met Chad Borella?
I have not.
Good local artist. He's awesome.
Good local artist like for right now.
Does he really?
And Mitch's husband, so it's kind of weird.
It's weird. If Chad and my husband had a child, he'd look like Andrew Garfield.
That's weird.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know if you knew, but logistically that doesn't work.
What? So what are you talking about? I'm just kidding, but I do have a joke.
Okay.
What kind of chain is edible?
Oh, no. Hold on.
Wait. What kind of chain?
What kind of chain is edible,
chain
Sam?
Is edible.
Chain, like a
daisy chain? No. Choo choo train.
A chain?
No.
I feel like this
that
is a
was
play
a good,
on word.
That was a good one. It's not. It's not a play on
words. Oh, it's not a play
on words? It's not a play on words?
I mean, a chain is in the answer.
Well, it's a joke.
Oh, chain is in the answer. Okay.
I feel like these are riddles that we have to solve to ruin your Fun Joke Friday.
There's the Animal Kingdom, and then they
the
have...
The food chain.
Yes! Woo!
You can't help us.
Okay.
But we need the help.
Okay, ready? Ready? This one. Play on words. That's all I'm all giving right. you. How do you shoot a killer bee?
How do you shoo a killer bee?
Shoot. A killer bee.
You shoot a killer bee.
Why would you shoot a
that
killer bee?
That one's so easy.
Shoot a killer bee. How do you shoot a killer bee?
With a gun.
With a BB gun.
Oh.
That's not getting a rim shot. But you're too close to the computer,
you.
So you can
she
do that.
She does her own rim shots. Is
yeah,
that allowed?
That's not allowed.
I think we need a Fun Joke Friday.
He does
Friday
his own rim shots all the time. That's not fair.
He's in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-mm.
He can do that.
Fun Joke Friday.
Fun Joke Friday. How do you get... Nope, I don't like that one. That's dumb.
Make sure that's your joke's good, then.
That's something for Mitch to say that's a dumb joke.
Yeah.
I'm impressed by that.
nope. I don't like any of these.
You don't like any of these?
Oh, come on!
You know, the flu spreads 6 feet when you sneeze like that. Stop it.
Sorry!
But I'm glad you sneezed in that direction.
I turned this way and this light hit my eye.
Yeah.
On my hand.
Sorry.
Some of that got through your...
Mitch is going to have to...
I tried to block it with... But the mic was in the way and I didn't want to break it too.
She's going to have to bathe in hand sanitizer before...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Ugh. I'm done.
That's it?
What's...
People are failing you on Fun Joke Friday.
I know. Well, I don't know where TJ is. What's brown and sticky?
Wait. Is this a trick question?
Yes.
I feel like there's a lot of things that could...
Yes.
Yeah.
Brown and sticky. Masking tape.
A stick.
Oh, gosh.
Man.
Hey, I just thought of one. That reminded me of one.
All right. Let's hear it.
What's green and sings, or used to sing? What's green and sings?
Kermit the Frog. What?
Elvis Parsley.
Oh.
You like that one, didn't you, Mitch? She's applauding.
Fun Joke Friday. Hello.
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 Hi, how's it going? Dave Gatt here.
Hey, Dave Gatt!
Hey!
My daughter's favorite joke is, how come the Cyclops teacher was so successful?
How come?
Because he only had one pupil.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Okay. See you, bye.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Dave Gatt, everybody.
See, even your friends are getting involved in Fun Joke Friday. You need to stop fighting it.
A Cyclops would have a hard time keeping an eye on her class, right?
Oh, man.
First laid eye on you.
I see what you did there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. The eyes have it. Oh, no. The eye had it.
Can you please just tell one more so we can go?
No, yeah. I have to. I'm trying to find a different
end
way.
The torture.
It is Fun Joke Friday. You can get your jokes in at Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or tweet them. # Fun Joke Friday. I know Sam Swan, Baptist Convention New Mexico, has to leave us.
I gotta go. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, hold on. I have one more joke for you.
Okay, one more.
How does a mule get through the locked barn door?
With a donkey.
Oh, yes, Steve-o.
Boom, your jokes are dumb. I got that.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
I'm going to start ruining all of them.
Real quick, you just said your jokes are dumb, but you were able to figure that one out. What does that mean?
I don't know. That means you're dumb.
Where does that fall on the continuum of dumb stuff? And
touché.
I'm just
touché.
Saying. I'm just asking. I'm just here
and
to ask questions.
And on that, Sam's got to go.
I got to go. He's kicking me out of studio now. If you weren't leaving before, you are now, pal.
Oh, man.
Get out of here, you old
Thank
guy.
You for coming in again.
Yeah, thanks,
hey,
man.
Thanks for having me.
I love
coming in on Fridays. My oldest daughter, I told you guys off air, but I'll brag on air. My oldest daughter sent me a text this morning and said, Daddy, I love you. I love hearing your voice on Fridays.
Which means she's listening somewhere.
That means she's listening in Hobbs, New Mexico.
I apologize,
yeah.
Hobbs.
Yeah.
Sorry. So sorry I had to endure that this morning.
That's how it goes.
All right. We got some Civil Twilight on the way, but to get you there, it's the Rocket Boys. Sam, as always.
Thank you.
Good to see you guys. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Rocket Boys marching to the palace. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Freaks! I heard the voices too.
Insane.
Wow!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
What?
Yeah.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Steve-O and Mitch hanging with you. Happy Friday, everybody.
Good morning.
It is Fun Joke Friday.
That it is. Ever know that pink elephants hide in trees?
Oh, man.
They hide pretty good, don't they?
What?
That's because you didn't know. You didn't know that pink elephants hide in trees. But
that's
they do.
A joke? That's a Fun Joke Friday joke? Sorry, I'm cynical. Hey, Corey posted something on our Facebook page that the wedding has an opening casting call for extras. Mm-hmm. For the next music video.
We will be talking more about that.
Yes, we will. We will be hanging out with Tony Gambino,
mm-hmm.
who's actually going to be throwing it down.
Which is exciting.
Helping create said music video.
Mm-hmm.
By
filming
and making and editing and doing said music video.
That's pretty cool.
I'm really excited.
That's like legitimate, right?
So we'll talk to him coming up at 9 o'clock, and we will have all the details on how you can get involved in the wedding's latest music video. They will be filming it here in Albuquerque. I'm pretty stoked.
Me too.
Definitely have to have those guys come around if their
say
call
hello.
Times aren't insane.
Oh, I know.
Because we already talked
we
to Matt.
We can talk to the person who's making the call times.
This is true. Because we're going to have those guys on, but yeah. Some crazy call times.
Yeah, I know.
But that's okay.
I got a crazy joke for you.
Ah, yes, Fun Joke Friday.
Why didn't the skeleton ask the girl to dance?
Because he didn't have any guts.
Yes. He didn't have the guts to.
Yeah.
What is a fish's favorite country?
Asia.
Finland.
No, Asia.
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. I'm ruining Fun Joke Friday. Okay, keep going.
Why do seagulls fly over the sea?
Why?
Because if they flew over the bay, they'd be bagels.
Oh, man. Fun Joke Friday, you can get your jokes in to Mitch because she absolutely loves it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Oh, man. Thanks
Fun
to Sam
Friday.
Swan for coming in earlier this morning.
Ah, yeah.
That was fun. If you missed the conversation, we were talking about the president and Pastor Louis Giglio, actually.
Yeah.
Who was invited to give the official benediction during the public inauguration ceremony, January 21st. And he had accepted.
Yes, originally.
Yeah, but if you hadn't heard, he actually bowed out yesterday due to...
controversy?
I was going to say, I have choice words, so I have to be careful with them. You know, he 15 to 20 years ago, he had taught a message where he was talking about homosexuality.
And he was teaching...
You know, and it doesn't matter if it was 15, 20 years ago or yesterday.
It's still true.
It's still true, yeah. He spoke the truth in love, and because of that, felt like they were going to use that as a platform to divide this country even more. So he bowed out and said, you know what, guys? Thank you so much.
Because it really is an honor to be invited.
Yeah, but he did not want to cause that division. So 505-338-3700 is the phone number if you'd like to chime in on that. What's Tanya say?
These are mean drummer jokes.
Ah.
How do you know a drummer is at your door? The knock slows down.
See, that's funny because the knock speeds up with my drummer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Goes ahead of the
Everything
click.
Speeds up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did you hear about the bass player who locked his keys in the car? It took him 2 hours to get the drummer out.
Wow.
These are like me and my nerdy choir jokes of being mean to... okay.
Oh, no.
What do you call a soprano who can harmonize? An alto. What now? What?
Wow. You're a nerd. Cool. Man, people that watched Glee were laughing hysterically at
your
joke.
No, they weren't, because people who watch Glee don't know what a soprano and alto are.
Oh, snap.
What?
You just threw it down.
They don't.
You are 12.
SATB for life, yo.
Fun Joke Friday, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or at MyStaticRadio through Twitter, hashtag Fun Joke Friday. Coming back, Tony Gambino and details on how you can be in the brand new music video for The Wedding.
Yay.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
The Wedding.
Song called The Lesser Worth. Steve-O and Mitch, good morning.
Morning, 9 o'clock. 9:04, actually.
Joining us in studio right now, Tony Gambino!
Ooh, what's up?
Welcome, dude.
Thanks, bud. It's been a while.
It has been a while. Last time I saw you, you were doing backflips at the State Fair.
Well, that's what
I
do.
That was the last time I saw you.
That's what I do. I do backflips all the time.
Because that was like September.
Is it just a hobby?
I don't know, man. I get the urge and I just do flips.
Yeah, he was wearing a onesie.
Wow.
And he had a helmet on. No, that's not true. They're shooting him out of cannons.
Oh.
That would have been awesome if that's
the
truth at all.
Is that what it is?
But that's not the truth. But it sounds like it'd be the truth because it's pretty awesome.
I go hard. Yeah. What can I say?
Yeah. So, welcome. Now, last time we talked to you, it was a different capacity. You were like fronting a band and you're doing all these crazy rock and roll things. And now you're like behind a camera doing crazy rock and roll things differently.
Totally different.
So, let's talk about this. What you've been up to? What's going on? You've been doing a lot of filming.
Yeah. Well, since I quit Blessed, basically I quit Blessed because I wanted to be with my family and they
That's
were suffering.
That's a good suffering.
Reason. It's a great
For real.
Reason.
True dad.
Yeah. And, couldn't be happier. I love my family so much. So.
Yeah. I love your family too.
They're good, aren't they? So yeah, I've been doing photos and, producing videos as well.
Yeah.
A lot of commercial stuff. And recently we're getting into music videos. So, next week we're going to be shooting a music video for The Wedding.
Yes, dude.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. So, and, that's basically why I came in. I wanted to offer if anyone wants to be an extra in that music video,
yeah.
You can go to providencemediahouse.com/musicvideo to submit your photo.
Yeah.
And your information. I think we're going to put that on the Facebook page.
Just
right?
did.
Yeah, facebook.com/mystaticradio. All the details. In fact, it's got a direct link to where you need to fill out all your information and sign up. Now, there's one minor catch. You do need to be 18 years or older.
For liability.
Yeah.
Are they going to be doing dangerous things?
Totally. There's going to be fire.
Yes.
There's going to be lions.
Yes. Can you promise that? I will be there.
Yeah, no. Are you 18?
Maybe.
Son of a gun.
Yeah.
Close.
So, you know, super close. Maybe next year, Mitch. But this is great, dude. You guys are doing a lot of cool stuff, and I'm excited for this avenue of your life.
Yeah, it's great. I'm super excited about it. It's been going really well, and just to be able to express creativity in a different way, it's been great.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see the music video still alive, to be honest, because I remember back when I was a kid, I would watch MTV for hours because it was music videos
and
I would discover new bands and then now it's all like reality TV and
it's
just crap.
Sad.
So,
it's sad.
I'm glad to see that people still care enough to make solid music videos.
Totally. Yeah.
There's some good ones.
Yeah. I miss that day too.
Yeah.
The 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
It was so good. I'm still kind of stuck in that era.
Dude, I feel you. It's all good.
It's coming back. Don't worry.
It was a good era. So if you would like to be involved with the wedding's new music video, we posted a link at Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. And
Providencemediahouse.com/musicvideo.
There you go. And fill out all the information and you got like a legit casting crew and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
we've got a casting director. We've got a director of photography, Eric Parnell, my business partner. We've got a crew of about 20 legit professionals that are on board. And
this
it's
is real.
Yeah, it's a real production. I mean,
you really do go big.
That's what I'm doing now.
You don't mess around.
Is there a specific amount of people that you need or just as many as you can
get? We're trying to get about 50, but the more the merrier.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to pack out ribs up into Harris. We're going to put a stage and lights and just gonna go nuts. So
cool.
Very cool.
Love that.
Yeah.
All right. And the actual shooting times are next week, right? So
the 19th. I guess we should have said that.
Saturday.
We're gonna be shooting on the 19th.
Saturday.
So you'll need to be available all day on the 19th.
Okay, cool. So if you could be available next Saturday for a music video for the wedding, that's pretty cool. Now how did it go down? I know you guys are like bros, but was this a tooth and nail thing where they're like, hey, we got to shoot an awesome music video.
No, I approached the wedding first, and then we approached Tooth and Nail, and they were all about it. So I think they're sending the guys out. Like I said, I've been doing photos for a long time and then got into commercial video and realized it would be stupid of me not to do music videos since, I have the background in music and I have tons of connections in the music industry. So it's like, hey, might as well.
Yeah.
And it's a blast. So why not, you know?
I love that.
Totally. And the wedding, they were totally down for it and super excited. They're bringing out motorcycles, but I better not give away too much. But it's going to be
it's going to be huge.
So far, sounds
it's gonna
awesome.
Be great.
Yeah. Lions.
Yeah.
Fire.
Right? Did I say lions?
You said lions. You weren't a lion, were you?
Boo. It is Fun Joke Friday.
It is Fun Joke Friday. Thank you.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. She does this every Friday, Fun Joke Friday, and we've gotten some really horrible ones today. So.
Well, that works out, the whole lions thing.
There you go. So.
Yeah. Thank you for setting me up for that one.
Tony Gambino in studio with us talking about the wedding's brand new music video. Going to be shooting next week, and I'm stoked. Does this mean if I ever start a band that, you know, you'll do my music video?
Yeah, $100,000.
Okay.
No big deal.
No big deal. No big deal. Okay, good. I've been talking for
low budget
20 years now about starting a band, so, you know, I feel like I should front a band at
you
some
should.
Point.
You know, the
absolutely.
90s are coming back, so... You
there you go. This is
band.
True. I could do my 90s band that I've always wanted to do. So,
as long as it doesn't sound like Nirvana.
Wait, what else do 90s bands sound like? That's weird.
Sadly, Pearl Jam, which evolved into Creed, which evolved into Nickelback, which is unfortunately
are
where
we,
we
go
are.
Through that again?
All of those are Nirvana.
Yeah. Yeah. So, true story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we go back to Creed or Nickelback... It's
what do you mean go back? They're still around, sadly.
Unfortunately, but I'm choosing to ignore that.
In my mind, most 90s bands sound like Montel Jordan.
Yeah.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it.
No!
What?
What?
You know what the funny thing is? That dude got saved, and he's like a pastor now. And he totally, like, rocks it. And that's how he does it. Yeah, he actually is doing stuff now with Chris Chicago, and he's been on The Hype, and
that's awesome.
That's Montel cool.
Jordan.
That's cool to hear.
Never thought I would hear that, but it was really cool to hear. So there it is, Tony Gambino, hanging out in studio with us, and music video next Saturday. What else is going on in your world?
Just living it up, dude. I'm loving it.
I feel like
family,
God is doing like a thousand
work.
Things right now for you.
And he is, dude. He's incredible. So good. He's been so good in my life lately.
I know, man.
I love it.
All right. Well, there it is. You can find out all the details at Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Get there. Click the link. You got to be 18 years or older to be part of the music video. And it's going down next Saturday, a week from tomorrow. But get in and get all your stuff, all your information to the casting agency.
What happens if they're not 18, but they say they are? How do you check that?
What?
I'm not going to be checking IDs.
Okay, cool. Did we really get that question?
Liability.
Okay.
I've got a couple that are trying to sneak in.
Okay.
So,
there you go. All right, man. All the details, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Dude, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. I miss you guys.
I know, dude. You got to come back more often.
I will.
As you do bigger and crazier things.
I just want to come in on
Fun Joke Friday.
Fun Joke Fridays.
Yeah, you can.
You can do that.
Yeah.
Every Friday.
As long as you have a really terrible joke.
Okay.
So that's usually what happens.
Nope.
Yeah. That's the first problem.
There it is. All right. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Get all the details. Right now, the latest from Unifier. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. I am we, so they say. Static Radio, good morning.
I'm so angry at you. I am so furious.
It is Fun Joke Friday. If you would like to get involved in the show, please do so.
I have a joke.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I've got one first.
No, hold on.
What do you call a co-host who ruins everything?
What? What?
Mitch!
Okay.
So we're off air, getting ready to go on the air, and you know, it's Friday. We've got some stories here. I was gonna do some quick news bits.
Okay, you know what? Fine. Tell the story.
Do some quick news bits about Superman. They started filming, or they've already been filming the new Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm.
You got your first look at all that stuff, and we were talking Hunger Games. I have not read the third book. And you just ruined the ending.
I said.
Don't say it. Don't ruin everything for everybody else.
All I said was, you know what? They should have made Gail PETA and PETA Gail because.
Static.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Shane.
Buddy, how are you?
Dude, I'm doing phenomenal.
Hurricane Shane.
What's up?
I turned on my radio and I just caught. If you want to be involved in the show on Friday, so I'm calling. I want to be involved.
Okay, good.
You have to fill out a form.
No, our show, you don't have to fill out a form.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that.
We just had our dear friend Tony Gambino on, who is filming a music video for the wedding next weekend. And if you would like to be in that, we've got the information for their casting agency. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So I can have my people get with their people and
then... There you go.
I don't know. That's pretty lame. But I do like the wedding. I think they're great.
It's good. That's good. They're filming a music video in Albuquerque next Saturday. So
what led to that? How did they end up choosing Albuquerque?
Well, our dear friend Tony Gambino, who we just had on the show, a former frontman of Blessed by a Broken Heart, now involved in media.
Mm-hmm.
On the flip side, he's now behind the camera. He does photography.
Oh, wow.
In fact, pretty much the coolest photo I've ever seen of Stephen Christian, frontman of Amberlin. He took this rad photo shoot in the desert. That was actually out here. That was Tony Gambino.
Oh, wow.
And so he's taken to behind the scenes and, you know, with all the connections from former, you know, Blessed by a Broken Heart lead singer, he's got a lot of music connections.
Yeah, you know, I think I've met him. I actually met him once at a function at a thing, and he's a really, really nice guy.
Yeah, so filming a music video next Saturday. We posted all the details at Facebook, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. But
two things amazing about that dude. One, that he made the decision to stay close to his family instead of be even more uber famous than he was on his way to being.
Right.
And then secondly, that he's promoting Albuquerque and all of his ventures. And, it's rad. He's a super cool dude. That's awesome.
Yes. So.
Well, all right on, you guys.
Hurricane Shane.
All right, you guys, dude. Have an amazing day. Next time, I'll pay more attention
before
I call.
It's fun. It's Fun Joke Friday. You don't have a fun joke? Do you have a joke?
A joke?
Yeah.
Dude, my jokes aren't very good.
I'm not big on jokes.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Owl.
Owl.
Yeah, dude, don't even. I don't know. Yeah, they're horrible. Forget. Tell me a joke.
Okay.
It's your job.
Okay. I'm gonna read this one, and we'll see if it's okay.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Why were ancient Egyptian children confused?
Why were ancient Egyptian children confused? Why?
Because their daddies were actually mummies.
Oh.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that was almost as bad as mine. But it was better. It was better. Thanks, Mitch. You guys have an amazing
day. You too, Shane.
Bye.
Really, bro? Really? It is Fun Joke Friday. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Hashtag Fun Joke Friday. What do you got? I feel like you've probably...
TJ keeps giving me a bunch of jokes that I'm like, I don't think I can read that one.
That's Moriarty for you.
He's given me a list of Helen Keller jokes.
Oh, yeah, no. No. Hey, look, the phone line. Static.
I have a joke for you.
I would love to hear it.
Okay, so what's invisible and smells like carrots?
What?
Rabbit farts.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
Fun joke Friday. Thank you so much. Oh, Facebook.com/MySaturdayRadio or like our dear friend TJ out in Moriarty. He tweeted this one. You can hashtag it. No!
Okay, TJ, you...
Or just go follow us on Twitter, at My Static Radio, and you can see all the jokes that TJ is giving us that I refuse to say on air.
What goes vroom screech, vroom screech, vroom screech?
What?
A blonde going through a flashing red light.
Wow.
Just... Wow. And last one. What's the difference between a guitar and a tuna fish?
What?
You can tune a guitar, but you can't tune a fish.
Thank you, Fun Joke Friday. See our fate. Metal Epic.
No.
Until the End. Yeah, no, yeah, that was the band.
Okay, fine.
Facebook.com/MySaticRadio if you'd like to take part in Fun Joke Friday. Good morning.
Dang.
This would be the end of the show.
This is
the part where we say goodbye. This is sad.
I know, and I'm really sad right now.
So, any jokes to share before we roll?
We're done.
Static.
Hey, it's Sunny.
Hey, Sunny.
Hey, I have kind of a riddle for you.
Okay.
It's what is greater than God, worse than the devil, rich people need it, and if you eat it, you'll die.
Wait.
Hold
on.
Greater than God, worse than the devil, rich people have it. If you eat it, you'll die.
I got it. But do you get it?
No.
That's in the answer.
Knowledge? No, I don't know. What is greater than God?
Right, what's greater than God?
Okay.
What, answer
in
that.
In real life?
In real life.
Nothing.
That's it, you got it.
Rich people have it.
Nothing.
Rich people have nothing?
Rich people need for it.
And if you eat it, you'll die.
If you eat nothing, okay.
Nothing!
I'm gonna go lie down. That was too hard.
That was good. That was you had to think for that one.
Yeah.
You got it. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too, Sunny. Thank you. We need a joke to end us on. Come on. I believe in you.
What?
Find one that's really funny.
Okay. This is from TJ.
Okay.
Motorist says, why are you crying after giving me that ticket? And the policeman says, it was a moving violation. I get it! I get it.
Do you get it?
It clicked.
It clicked? Ding. It was moving?
Yeah, it was a moving violation.
You gonna be okay? It only took you saying that three times to finally get it.
I said it off
air,
and I was like, I don't get it.
Static!
Hey, okay, I got a joke.
Okay.
Kind of lame, but all right. How do you wake up how do you wake up Lady Gaga?
I know this one. I'm not going to answer. How do you wake up Lady Gaga? Go ahead.
How?
You got to say the answer. The guy on the phone.
Poker face.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, man. Fun Joke Friday comes to an end, and thankfully so does our show. My son told me that one.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
And then I was like, wait. How do you get that joke? Have you ever... You listened to Lady Gaga? That makes me sad. You got one more?
I don't know if I have one more. I don't know if I can read it.
Does it involve Helen Keller?
No.
Okay, then
does
maybe.
Does involve someone. Just... My brother called Shotgun. I called Rosa Parks.
Really? That's a joke.
TJ,
bro. TJ, you should follow him on Twitter. You can find him through My Static Radio. And that's it for us.
We are out.
We'll see you guys again Monday. Real quick reminder, coming up Tuesday, February 12th, the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus in Spokane. It is a benefit show for this year's station. All the money goes towards, us.
Us, because we need it.
Keep us going. So you can find out details at mystaticradio.com. You can even get your tickets ahead of time right now and get them because they will sell out. We were talking to Tony off air about that. He was like, oh, dude, what's the capacity at the Lobo? Yeah. That's going to sell out.
Yeah,
so
pretty quickly.
Get your tickets ASAP. Red Jumpsuit Apparatus going down
February 12th. We are done.
What do you call a dinosaur with a huge vocabulary?
What?
A thesaurus.
Adri's up next, and thankfully none of these jokes. So there it is.
You don't know that.
We'll see you guys again Monday. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.